live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal councillor claims that far from helping to solve the housing crisis, Donegal County Council's policy is making it worse. There needs to be a significant increase in investment for local and regional roads, according to Fianna Fáil. It's been claimed that a dying 92-year-old man was left waiting on a trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital for 24 hours last month. And residents in Clonmany are calling for further studies to be carried out to investigate a suspected increase in cancer rates in the area. Those stories to follow on Phil Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, there needs to be a significant increase in investment for local and regional roads, according to Fianna Fáil. The Dáil will debate a motion later calling for a much larger budget for roads maintenance around the country. It comes ahead of the publication of the National Planning Framework on Friday, which will outline the government's investment plans for the country. It will be published after a special cabinet meeting in Sligo. Meanwhile, at its meeting today, the Donegal Municipal District decided to seek a meeting with Transport Minister Shane Ross to discuss the upgrading of the Lahey-Penico Road. Councillor Michael Naughton says the money allocated this year is nowhere near enough.
I do welcome the £220,000 allocated to this road this year, and I appreciate it's three times the funding that would have gotten previous year. But, I mean, this is only a drop in the ocean in relation to this road. The Pettigo-Lahey Road is the main strategic road for South Donegal. I mean, this road represents basically, you know, Dublin Airport, Belfast Airport, and I mean, also the ports out of Dublin and out of Belfast. And, I mean, it's the main link into the south of the county. I mean, we had the best, you know, fishing port in Killybegs and that. I mean, the amount of lorries that would use this road on a daily basis. And basically, when two lorries meet on this road, basically they're hitting wingmers. And I've asked for a deputation from the council today in Donegal Town to go and meet Shane Ross to get extra funding for this road.
Effectively, what you're saying is maintenance is no longer enough. Upgrade must be the absolute minimum that we can do on that road.
Yes, I mean, as I say, I mean, it is a huge road into south of the county. I mean, it's the main link. I mean, it's, you know, it links Northern Ireland and Donegal. It also links the rest of the southern part of the county and that. So basically, I mean, you know, this road is vitally for the development of South Donegal, I mean, and I mean, for tourism, for the Wild Atlantic Way, and I mean, and you know, it's the main link road into the county, and we need extra funding for this road, because this road needs to be upgraded, because the amount of traffic that is near this road at the moment, I mean, this 220,000 will go nowhere near to developing the road up to the standard that we require.
A Donegal councillor claims that far from helping to solve the housing crisis, Donegal County Council's policy is making it worse. Glendies Municipal District Councillor Seamus O'Donnell is calling for a meeting with Donegal County Council's housing section to address the housing shortage within the area. He says the current focus on house acquisition is not enough and more houses need to be built. Councillor O'Donnell says current policy is not helping to solve the housing crisis.
Throughout the county, Donegal County Council should be building more houses. It is one of the primary functions of any council, and particularly in Donegal, where we find ourselves in the midst of a housing crisis, whereby there is a shortage of houses. Even private developers are not in a position to build houses. And what we're effectively doing as a council is that we're buying up houses that are on the market through acquisitions instead of actually building houses. So rather than solving the problem, we're actually adding to the problem. So I have asked that a meeting of Donegal County Council in the Glenties area is had with the senior divisional managers of the housing section to find out what the delay is. There are schemes, for instance, in Dunfanaghy, in Fulcarra, and various other places throughout the Glenties Municipal District that are effectively on the go slow. And what we want to do is to invigorate the capital section and to get houses built. There has been land bought, or at least discussions about lands, and it appears that the council are not doing enough, are not trying to solve the issues that are out there.
And you've said that it's not just a social housing crisis, it is a complete overall crisis, so this does need to be addressed, as you said.
Absolutely. People have difficulty in areas of this county in accessing houses to rent, and then when you see the council going out and actually buying houses to put council housing waiting list people into them, that's actually compounding the problem. It's not actually dealing with it at all.
It's been claimed that a dying 92-year-old man was left waiting on a trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital for 24 hours last month. According to today's Irish Daily Mail, the man was eventually admitted to a ward at the hospital and has since died. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The HSE is investigating the circumstances surrounding how the elderly man in question was initially discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital on January the 10th but returned to the hospital 5 days later, where he had to wait a full day before being readmitted. The man, who was from Inishowen, was rushed to the hospital via ambulance on January the 5th, suffering from gastrointestinal problems, a respiratory tract infection and a general deterioration of his overall health. According to his family, the man spent 16 hours on a trolley before being admitted, treated and discharged on January the 10th. While at home, his condition deteriorated further and he was rushed back to the hospital on January the 15th. The family say that he had spent 24 hours on a trolley that day before being readmitted. Letterkenny University Hospital has apologised to his family.
Gardaí in Milford are urging motorists to avoid the Lough Salt Road due to dangerous driving conditions resulting from the recent bad weather. Meanwhile, in Derry, there has been a two-vehicle crash on the Foyle Bridge, which is blocking one lane city-bound. A worst-case scenario Brexit deal could cost the Irish economy €18 billion. That's according to an independent report commissioned by the government, which was considered by the Cabinet this morning. The report says Brexit could have an impact on people's wages and risk possible job losses in key sectors. Business Minister Heather Humphreys says they are making efforts to mitigate the damage, but there are risks.
If growth isn't as projected, which is we're talking about 22%, it's somewhat less at 15%. Well, there may be some slight divergence in wages, but nevertheless, I don't see that as a big issue. And it is in the report that there could be possible job losses in the most vulnerable sectors.
Residents in Clonmany are calling for further studies to be carried out to investigate a suspected increase in cancer rates in the area. The calls follow concern that a so-called cancer cluster has developed in the townland of Clunta, with between 20 to 30 homes having at least one or more people with the disease. Local councillor Martin McDermott helped residents commission a report into the water supply and radon levels in the area. The data was presented at a public meeting in the village on Saturday. Kathleen Cody is a cancer survivor and local resident.
When we were in the hospital, an awful lot of people at the same time were in from the Inishowen area and from the Clonmany area in particular. And then this is on my particular day that I would have attended. Then when we travelled to Dublin to get the radiotherapy, there were four or five people from the Clonmany area travelling down for treatment as well. When I was discussing this with friends when I came back and people at work here, and they were saying, you know, that's very strange. And I stood out in my front street one day, and my house is not very elevated, but I can see a wide part of the surrounding area. And I realised that almost every house in Clunshire had somebody either went through cancer and survived or died from cancer. And that is a scary, scary piece of knowledge to have. And it's scary when you've got children and when you've got grandchildren.
Restricting what rents landlords can charge even further may make the housing crisis even worse, according to the Taoiseach. He's resisting calls to extend rent pressure zones after the latest property price report. According to the latest Daft.ie report, the average rent in Donegal has increased by 3.9% in the last quarter of last year compared to the same period in 2016, with average rent in the county now €599. Sean Defoe has more.
The Daft.ie property price survey shows rent in Ireland is at an all-time high. It's led to calls for more government intervention in the market. Labour's Jan O'Sullivan wants tenants to have access to the history of rent prices in a property,
so that when people move into a new rented accommodation, that they don't have to guess what the previous rent was, so they know their rights.
But the Taoiseach is wary.
There is a risk that if you bring in rent controls that are too strict or too rigid, that is counterproductive, that you actually create even more of a black economy or a black market in rent.
Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin says the situation needs to be addressed.
It is a national emergency. It's a crisis in our cities, by any yardstick. There's no point in trying to dress it up.
And Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin also hit out at the government.
Taoiseach, what have you got against renters? Is it because so many of your parliamentary party are landlords that you are blinded to the plight of tenants?
Something the Taoiseach wasn't happy with.
There are plenty of landlords in Sinn Féin. There are certainly plenty of people in Sinn Féin who own multiple properties, as we all know. So I think that's a pretty cheap shot.
For now, though, it seems for the renter, prices will continue to spiral. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's 12 minutes past five. Time now for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and the Athletics Grounds in Armagh will host this Saturday's McKenna Cup final between Donegal and Tyrone. The tie was originally scheduled for Derry's Celtic Park, but due to Derry's game with Offaly being refixed for Sunday, the Ulster Council had to move the Cup decider. Throw-in for Saturday's final is 6 o'clock, and the game, of course, will be live on Highland Radio and our website, highlandradio.com, as well. Well, Tyrone are chasing a 7th McKenna Cup title this coming weekend, while 22-year-old Callum McShane is seeking a 4th winner's medal.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get another one. Obviously, every time you play in a final, you want to be winning, you want to be getting silverware, you want to be getting more medals. So, you know, that's the task we have ahead of ourselves. So, hopefully, we can do that on Saturday.
So, obviously, looking now to add number 4 and then kick on for the league.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, obviously, as I say, we'll try now and obviously get the one on Saturday. But as I say, it won't be easy. Donegal, you know, have put on a couple of great performances there in the league, and they're unfortunate they're sitting with no points. But obviously, we'll just again use the McKenna Cup. That's what we do. We use the McKenna Cup, and you know, we give boys players they get their chance to try and stake a claim in the squad and stuff and start in the league. So we'll use McKenna Cup day and this weekend now to get ourselves ready for the league as well. And
turning our attention to soccer, Derry City chairman Philip O'Doherty has backed plans to rename the Brandywell Stadium after their late club captain Ryan McBride. The 27-year-old died suddenly in March of last year. The BBC are reporting the Ryan McBride Foundation, which was established after his death, has proposed renaming the Derry Stadium in his memory. Mr. O'Doherty said he is definitely supporting the proposal. A work group set up by the Derry City and Strabane District Council, who own the Derry ground, is currently exploring how best to honour the club's late captain. The knockout stages of the Champions League kick off tonight. Manchester City have travelled to Switzerland for the first leg of their last 16 tie with Basel. Tottenham take on last year's runners-up Juventus in Turin. Spurs are one of 4 teams yet to be beaten in this season's competition, but the Italians have not lost at home in the Champions League since April 2013. Juve also have conceded just a single goal in their previous 16 competitive matches, but Harry Kane's been in prolific form in front of goal this season for the Spurs, and he's looking forward to tonight's challenge.
Recent form, they've done very well and kept a lot of clean sheets, but that we scored a lot of goals in the Premier League, so it should be a good test, one I'm looking forward to, and I've always said I want to test myself against the best defences, best teams, so this is definitely one of them.
Arsenal's European hopes have been dealt a massive blow with Alexandre Luxette ruled out for up to 6 weeks. The French striker has undergone minor knee surgery, and it leaves Arsenal light on options ahead of the Europa League tie with Ossersods, with their recent signing Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang also cup tied. Hull City midfielder Ryan Mason has been forced to retire at the age of 26 on medical advice. The former Tottenham star says he has no option but to hang up his boots after suffering a fractured skull while playing against Chelsea last year. He underwent surgery following a clash of heads with Gary Cahill and has been advised not to return to competitive football. On the international front, the Republic of Ireland under-17s are taking on Turkey in the first of 2 games tonight in Galway. The Donegal interest here comes in the form of Swansea City's Mark Walsh. The Lochinvar man is expected to line out for Colin O'Brien's side this evening. And Colister Colm Kill Ballyshannon student Seamus Keogh is also part of the squad for that one. The LYT men's soccer team are in semi-final action on Wednesday afternoon in Limerick. The Letterkenny side play LIT at Moylish Park in the last 4 of the Colleges and Universities League Division 1. With the return of the likes of Dara Black and Dara McDade, the fortunes have turned in favour in recent games. Manager Shane Byrne said the side is in a good place ahead of Wednesday's game.
Fully fit squad to choose from, watching. Preparations are going as well as we could with the weather. We had a couple of things to go. We had a friendly called off a week ago there against Hearts because of the weather and that. But overall, the boys are all playing well with their clubs. And I think, more to the point, from my point of view, they all come through their club games of the weekend unscathed, you know.
Because it's been a big turnaround from the group stages for the LYT. Things have started to click now in the latter part of the competition for you.
They have, Oisin. They have. We were missing a lot of players in the first games. You know, you've players like Darren McDay, Lee McCaughan, Dara Black, boys that were either injured or couldn't really come out of the start of the college year are now all available and playing well. So, I mean, we, our last two trips away, we were waiting minutes to get ourselves into the quarterfinals. We won 4-1 down there. And then we went and played Carlow. Our best performance of the year by a mile. We beat Carlow 4-0 down there. So that's starting to hopefully click at the right time for us, I think, you know.
And you can hear more from Shane on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, ahead of that Division 1 semi-final, which has been played in Limerick tomorrow. On the rugby front, Ulster's comfortable Pro 14 win over the Southern Kings last Friday seems to have come at a cost. It's been revealed that Charles Piatu suffered a dislocated rib and will be out for an unspecified length of time, while Sean Reedy, meanwhile, will be out for around 6 weeks after sustaining a medial ligament knee injury. And Robin Little is out for 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. But in better news, Andrew Trimble and Peter Nelson are back in contention for Friday's meeting with Edinburgh. World Rugby has confirmed an error was made by the television match official when a Wales try wasn't awarded in the Six Nations defeat to England. Gareth Anscombe's effort during the 12-6 loss at Twickenham was disallowed on the basis there was no clear evidence of grounding the ball. Head coach Warren Gatland called the decision terrible. And finally, in other rugby news, France have dropped all the players who went on a night out in Edinburgh after their defeat by Scotland in the Six Nations on Sunday. Some of the eight are being punished for inappropriate behaviour. Their plane's departure was delayed yesterday because police wanted to question some members of the squad over an incident that they may have witnessed. It's since been established that no crime was committed. And that's it from Sports Desk for today here on Highland. We'll be back with our next bulletin as usual tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. The prospect of the Supreme Court sitting in Donegal has been raised by Chief Justice Mr. Frank Clark. Speaking at the opening of the new courthouse in Letterkenny last evening, the Chief Justice remarked that when a new courthouse in Limerick opens in 3 weeks' time, the Supreme Court will hold a sitting there shortly afterwards. He stressed he was making no promises about the courthouse in Letterkenny, but indicated it is a possibility.
I was just noticing as we walked into this room that a Supreme Court of 7 judges would fit quite nicely on this bench. So, well, I can't make any promises. I'm not a politician, so I don't make promises. Remember, I can't get caught for not delivering on those things. But all I can say is this, perhaps you never know, in the not too far distant future, this courtroom or one of the courtrooms in this building may be an occasion where the Supreme Court will decide to expand further its outreach and bring justice at the highest level of the courts in Ireland onto the streets of Donegal.
A Letterkenny resident who is facing a human trafficking charge under brand new legislation had his case put back to November at Sligo Circuit Court today. Nicole Gernon reports.
40-year-old Saran Serpachi, Fortwell Court, Letterkenny, is charged with trafficking Mr. Georgia Bogdan in a period from May 28th to September 9th, 2015, at a car wash on Pierce Road in Sligo. Co-accused 35-year-old Augustine Covaci, Seaview Drive, Cartram Point, Sligo, is facing an identical charge. This is the first prosecution under the updated human trafficking legislation and carries on conviction a maximum penalty of 14 years to life imprisonment. When the case was called at today's sitting of Sligo Circuit Court, it was adjourned to the November sitting. The court was told the case could last for up to 8 days.
And for weather now, a cold, mostly cloudy, clear and sunny day with a few isolated wintry showers. Highest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees with moderate west to southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines. It's been claimed that a dying 92-year-old man was left waiting on a trolley at Letterkenny University Hospital for 24 hours last month. According to today's Irish Daily Mail, the man was eventually admitted to a ward at the hospital and has since died. A Donegal councillor claims that far from helping to solve the housing crisis, Donegal County Council's policy is making it worse. Glenties Municipal District Councillor Seamus O'Donnell is calling for a meeting with Donegal County Council's housing section to address the housing shortage within the area. Residents in Clonmany are calling for further studies to be carried out to investigate a suspected increase in cancer rates in the area. The call follows concern that a so-called cancer cluster has developed in the townland of Clinche, with between 20 to 30 homes having at least one or more people with the disease. And there needs to be a significant increase in investment for local and regional roads, according to Fianna Fáil. The Dáil will debate a motion later calling for a much larger budget for road maintenance around the country. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 13th of February. The death has taken place of Lorna Byrne, Ellenwood Terrace, Killybegs. Her remains will repose at her daughter Marina Doherty's residence, the Commons, Killybegs, from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on tomorrow Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, arriving for 6:30. Funeral mass there on Thursday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Moira Carr, Main Street, Kilcar. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthas Church, Kilcar, at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. The death has occurred of Jodie McBride, Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny, formerly of Middletown, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at his late residence at Brinlac, Gwydor. Funeral mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Knockfalla, at 12 noon on Thursday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private from after the rosary until 10 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred at her late residence of Bridget Gillespie, Bilcritch, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 11:30 to St Mary's Church, Kincashla, for funeral mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Bilcritch Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred at St Eunan's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, of Bridget McCauley, Naomi McGarrigle, Dunwiley, Stranorler. Her remains will repose at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, this evening from 7 o'clock until rosary at 9 o'clock, and again tomorrow from 5 o'clock until removal at 7:15 to the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Murlock. The death has taken place at Livered Hospital of Joe Quinn, Feddy Glass, Rafoe, formerly of Drumleen, Ballandrate. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of Lifford Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The sudden death has taken place at her home of Bernadette, Bernie Henry, Nay Mullen, 7 Goshadden Cottages, Ardmore, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her brother Noel's residence at 7 Pinewood Crescent, Clody, until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Benny McGrinder, 3 Chestnut Park, Strabane, and formerly of Lake Fordrum. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:50 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place at Silverdale Nursing Home of Julia Leahy, née Merchant, 30 Glen Road, Strabane, formerly of Ballygawley. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Silverdale Nursing Home Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place at the Fulcara Community Hospital of Margaret Callaghan, Tony, Randamona, Annagree. Her remains are reposing at her son Tony's home at Randamona. Removal from there tomorrow at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Fulcara Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Stephen O'Donnell and Sons funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Julia Barker, 13, the Cottages, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home, with viewing there this evening until 10 o'clock. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.